Welcome to Whatever Is Lovely, True, and Awesome. I'm your host, Samantha Grace, and I'm bringing to you another episode where I will be featuring a positive news story, a profile of a migraine sufferer, and a song with some positive lyrics to send you off into the rest of your day. So let's get started. So for my lovely section of the podcast, I have some stories from different protests that have been happening all over America. And no, I'm not going to talk about any looting or violence. I'm going to highlight the good things that have happened at the protests. So I got my information from goodnewsnetwork.org, and I'm just going to go through it. So we have protesters swarmed around police in Fort Worth, Texas, after officers dropped to their knees and held back tears as they were embraced in front of grateful citizens. In Flint, Michigan, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson walked with protesters after they chanted, "Walk with us." His response to a cheering crowd was, "Let's go. Where do you want to walk? We'll walk all night." In Columbus, Ohio, demonstrators walked side by side with the mayor and police on Tuesday, which was the second consecutive day that law enforcement marched with people gathered downtown to protest. And last of all, in Kansas City, Missouri, the police department and protesters organized a march together, and they called it the Unity March. These are all really great, shining examples of people coming together and protests doing what, you know, the purpose is for people to express themselves and for people to come together, which has been so hard since the coronavirus started. It's been so hard to feel united with other people. You know, we've been so isolated. And I just want everybody to try to remember that, you know, news coverage is not necessarily the truth. You know, close to us, there were some protesters that went out and were having a very peaceful protest. And then, you know, the news is blasting all over the place the next day that, you know, rioters were tearing up the Walmart after the protest. And really, only 4 people got arrested for going into the Walmart. 4 people. And they get all this coverage and they, you know, mar the good name of a peaceful protest that a lot of other people attended. You know, it was a very small percentage of the people that went and did something destructive, you know, and maybe they weren't even with the protesters. So I just think we all have to take anything in the news with a grain of sand. Which one is it? Grain of salt, that one. And yeah, that's what makes this tricky, right? In the age of the internet, trying to figure out what is reality. And that can be very stressful. This week for my true segment, I'm focusing on the amazing life of a 59-year-old American sportscaster named Pam Oliver. She has worked for Fox Sports and TNT covering the NBA and the NFL. And she's also a member of the Black Women's Health Imperative. She describes it as a national not-for-profit organization that's devoted to tackling health issues as it relates to Black women and girls. You can find out more information about all sorts of health issues that we all sort of are subjected to. And it's a wonderful place to kind of go and find out all sorts of things, particularly about migraines. She also says, so Black women out there, you know, suffering through these things, and you really don't have to. So Pam Oliver knows this from firsthand experience that you don't have to suffer. She dealt with migraines on her own for many years, popping excessive amounts of over-the-counter pain pills. The migraines began in her 20s and have continued into her late 50s. She says when she finally got the proper diagnosis that I was a migraine sufferer, then, I was able to find something that worked. Oliver believes that African American women are especially susceptible to migraines. They are often the last to seek treatment. Quote, "We feel we have to be strong and can't afford to lose work, and all sorts of issues kind of tumble into that. But for whatever reason, black women are the last to get treatment, and I really hope that changes. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to, literally be shut off in a dark room." So for her, after she found migraine-specific medication, she was able to develop strategies to stay one step ahead of the migraine. And that's important because her job is not going to cater to her needs. As a sportscaster, she is frequently in noisy, brightly lit environments, and she's also traveling and working long hours. Of course, there are other health issues involved with being a sportscaster. While covering the 2013 Giants Colts preseason game, she was struck on the side of the face by a football. She says she was doing an interview and then she remembered returning to the sidelines. Quote, "That's all I remember. I asked the people about me. What happened? They told me I just got hit in the head with a football." So her experience with the concussion gives the public a view into what football players go through regularly when they get bonked on the head. She spent the next 5 days in her room, in her home, suffering from the concussion. Quote, "I slept for hours on end. The minute you wake up, you're reminded. Your head is pounding. I really could not take light. The light from the TV, the accent lighting, the sun was completely my enemy. My blinds were drawn. It was miserable." We now know that concussions can lead to brain damage. Pam Oliver wanted to share the lengths of the semi-permanent impact of the hit to her head. "Now I want to get it out there. It was a painful, shocking moment," Oliver said. "I didn't really know what happened." Well, unfortunately, she returned to work too quickly and the cycle of migraines didn't stop. "I was getting rebound headaches is what they finally discovered," Oliver said. "So I was kind of having the same migraine over again." And she was finally able to resolve that issue after consulting with different doctors and trying out different medications. Pam Oliver is also friends with Troy Aikman, an NFL player who is no stranger to concussions and migraines. He is known for being an award-winning quarterback who played for the Dallas Cowboys. Now he works as a Fox sportscaster. And I'm going to go more into Aikman's migraine struggle in another episode. Troy Aikman has a lot of respect for Pam Oliver. "I know in the time that I've been broadcasting, I've seen guys come into the league, they retire, and then there's another set of players coming through. And Pam's been doing it longer than I have. And so, with each of those, you have to establish these relationships. That's really what this business is about. And in order to do that, I think you have to have deemed some measure of respect." And she's been able to do that. It speaks volumes for how she conducts herself, how she does her job, and how she treats people. So that's a really good endorsement from Troy Aikman. Although migraines have been an issue for her entire career, in 25 years at Fox, Oliver only missed 4 games total. And one of those was for her mother's funeral. She says, "You just push through it. It's not just about you. You have a team to consider." ESPN TV reporter Lisa Salters said this of her. She's the first lady of football. She's the OG. And I read many articles about her, and lots of people had really good stuff to say about her work ethic and her commitment and her drive and her focus and, just her grasp of her job and knowledge and all of that. But then you read all this and you just wonder, like, what is the psychological toll on her pushing through all of that pain? In the different articles, she repeatedly mentioned how she did not want other Black women to suffer or avoid taking care of their medical issues. And, you know, she has definitely not let the migraines hold her back in regard to having an amazing trailblazing career as a female African American sportscaster. So I'll close out with one last plea from her for women to seek treatment for themselves. Pain is not a natural state to be in. Don't be a trooper. Find out if you are a migraine sufferer and get the right treatment. So now that I'm thinking about it, you know, maybe this, what she's pushing through now, this pain that she pushes through now is nothing compared to what she used to push through. I just know how much grit it takes to keep on going when you have a migraine and to be in super noisy environments like that. I just can't even fathom it. You know, the more that I do these profiles of really successful people, people that are, you know, athletes and have rigorous jobs, it just blows my mind. I was a teacher and it was so hard to keep going when I had a migraine, to pay attention to the children and they're, you know, they're loud and they're jarring and it's not a peaceful environment for, you know, head pain. So anyways, I enjoyed learning about her. Like I've said before, I'm not a big sports person. So I had no clue who she was. And then to see that she works with Troy Aikman, I just really, that's a whole world I don't know anything about. Lots of sources for this segment today. So we've got NPR.org, an interview with Farai Jadeja, Wikipedia, an article by Todd Farley on the site brainandlife.org, a piece by Kimberly A. Martin from yahoosports.com, an article by Will Brinson on cbssports.com, and a piece by Michelle Borboa from sheknows.com. This is a poem titled Lift Every Voice and Sing. The author is James Weldon Johnson. And I found the poem on poetryfoundation.org. And this author, James Weldon Johnson, he lived from 1871 until 1938. And he wrote, they have an excerpt that's like a pretty cool intro to the poem. So here's the intro. A group of young men in Jacksonville, Florida, arranged to celebrate Lincoln's birthday in 1900. My brother, J. Rosamond Johnson, and I decided to write a song to be sung at the exercises. I wrote the words and he wrote the music. Our New York publisher, Edward B. Marks, made mimeographed copies for us, and the song was taught to and sung by a chorus of 500 colored schoolchildren. Shortly afterwards, my brother and I moved away from Jacksonville to New York, and the song passed out of our minds. But the school children of Jacksonville kept singing it. They went off to other schools and sang it. They became teachers and taught it to other children. Within 20 years, it was being sung over the South and in some other parts of the country. Today, the song, popularly known as the Negro National Hymn, is quite generally used. The lines of this song repay me in an elation, almost of exquisite anguish, whenever I hear them sung by Negro children. So here's the song, or the song. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come, treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered, out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, Thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, Thou who hast by Thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray, lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met Thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget Thee. Shadowed beneath Thy hand, may we forever stand, true to our God, true to our native land. Thank you so much for listening today. Like I've said before, I have an Instagram, whatever is lovely, true, awesome. I also have an email address where you can tell me about your migraine struggle or suggest somebody that I should profile or suggest a poem or song lyrics that you really enjoy or a positive news story that you're excited about. So my email address is whateverislovely@att.net, and at the Instagram I've posted a comic that I did a couple of years ago about being a migraine sufferer, and I'm planning on posting more of my old comics just to share something with y'all. I noticed that, you know, in the social media presence, looking around on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, there's not a lot of comics specifically related to migraines. So just wanted to put that out there, that content out there for you guys. And just make sure that you're taking care of yourself and being gentle with yourself and kind to yourself and loving those around you. And I hope everyone is feeling well. And I look forward to bringing you another episode next week. Take care of yourself.